And welcome back. Glad you're along tonight. With us now is a man who has been fighting for, I guess, 2 decades plus to help all of us preserve and enjoy our God-given right to freedom of speech. And if you don't think freedom of speech is connected to freedom of thought, you haven't thought very much about it, because it is. And, of course, I'm talking about Ted Pike. Hello, Ted. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me again, Jeff.
My pleasure, sir. We are, as we've said years ago, these evil people are not going to go away. And they are back, and there are, I guess, 5 different bills pending in the so-called Congress of these formerly United States that are advancing now and being pushed through with great vigor, pressure, blackmail, you name it, by this group, most notably the Zionist influence in the United States and elsewhere, which has, of course, in Europe and until recently in Canada, prevailed and have shut down freedom of speech, freedom of inquiry, freedom of thought, freedom of academic pursuit, and all the rest of it. So bring us up to date, my friend, and let's take it from the top and see how many bills now there are that there are now pending in Congress.
Well, as most of our listeners are probably aware, the big federal hate crimes bill did pass the House and the Senate this spring, and the Senate version was attached to the National Defense Authorization Bill, which is, of course, the big annual funding of our military. It's going forward as a rider, inextricably linked to that bill. It will be going to conference in the next couple of weeks, probably. And on the other hand, there is a chance that President Obama could veto it. And there is still contention, a real contention going on between the Democrats and even Republicans in Congress. They're claiming that extra engines are definitely needed for the F-35 fighters. The original engines made by Pratt & Whitney wouldn't even start up a couple of times in test runs, and
they need a backup
engine. And in fact, a special panel has now been delegated to research this possibility that the Congress is going to have to demand thousands more engines be made by General Electric instead of Pratt & Whitney. So that is a kind of a light at the end of this tunnel, and we're certainly hoping that the animosity between Obama, who has threatened to veto the hate bill, arms bill package, if the F-35 engines are on there, will continue to mount. Meanwhile, there are 4 other federal hate crimes bills moving very rapidly now through the House Judiciary and the committees of the House of Representatives. In fact, the first one, maybe I could just go through them here.
Yeah, please. Well, let me go back to the F-35 for a minute.
Okay.
Will the F-35 get new engines? You bet. And you know why, folks? Because the Israelis want that fighter. They're going to get it, too. They also want the F-22. But they are going to get the F-35, so you can just count on the fact that they'll do whatever it takes to get that plane up and running and flying at the performance level that they want. Whatever Israel wants, Israel has always gotten. And what they haven't gotten, they've made on their own. They've simply stolen plutonium and made their own thermonuclear stockpile, which makes them probably 3rd in the world in terms of numbers of warheads and deployable, deliverable systems and weapons. So that's the issue on the engine. I'm surprised that engine, I didn't know about that, Ted. Honestly, I had missed that along. I heard trouble. I read a couple. I didn't know they were going to go to a different engine.
Well, they were not sure, but a report I read, I think it was in Congressional Quarterly, says that General Electric was quite pleased by discussions with top appropriations people in the House and the Senate, that there's still, even though many senators did vote to strip off the F-22s and strip off the F-35 engines, they still are very concerned that we are not militarily prepared with engines that several times couldn't even start up the original Pratt & Whitney engines. So I don't know exactly how this is going to work out, but this is still, we still have reason to write the president and demand that he not to pass the hate bill, sign the hate bill in the Oval Office. We have reason to encourage him, in fact, to veto more engines. It's a power politics at its best and rather devious, but what we want to see is heightening tension between Congress and the President, forcing
right.
the President
right.
to veto the hate bill, arms bill package.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, I can't see the man doing anything moral, frankly, like sending it back and saying, separate that hate bill from this. Let's.
Yeah.
How would it be if Congress were to actually pass a bill, and assuming that Barkey would sign it, where no more of these riders and amendments and attachments could be legally used? I mean, a bill has to be formulated, passed, and voted on by virtue of its merits. No more
you,
of this.
You would think so.
I mean, that should be rule number one out of Congress. I mean, they've outraged us so many times with this tactic. It's time that somebody introduce a bill to do that. Maybe
absolutely.
Maybe Ron Paul will. Maybe, I don't know, some of you listening have an idea, but it's time. Back in just a minute with Ted Pike. Seems like every time Congress passes a law, we lose a little more freedom, which is really a rule of thumb. However, a law which would restrict and actually outlaw the attachment of any non-relating bill, measure, amendment to a primary piece of legislation would be something I think we could all afford to support. And let's throw in term limits on top of that. Okay, Ted, go right ahead, please.
Yes, the first bill that is moving forward most rapidly now is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, also called ENDA. It is in both the House and the Senate. The House number is H.R. 301 Senate. 37. That's H.R. 3017, and the Senate version is S-1584. Now, this is the Anti-Defamation League's workplace hate bill, establishing preferential rights for homosexuals and transgenders in business and possibly church-operated business. And this is a direct attempt by ADL, you know, a very Marxist way to destroy our control over our property, especially if we are businesses, small businesses, or churches. And ENDA went through its first judiciary hearing yesterday in the education. And
how did it go?
Well, it went swimmingly for the liberals, the feminists. Barney Frank was there, front and center. Tammy Baldwin, a lesbian from Wisconsin. In fact, it was so overwhelmingly in favor of ENDA that only one Republican, John Klein, had even heard the nerve to stand up and mildly protest it with a few statements yesterday.
Do we think many of the men and women in the gay and lesbian communities who are not Zionists, who are not Zionist dupes, who really don't pay much attention to that whole issue anyhow, are aware of the fact that these bills are all being pushed by a group which is going to absolutely twist them and spin them into their own devices of control and fear? Do they know?
Of course not. I don't think so. They are the useful idiots of the ADL who knows exactly what they want to do. They want to tear down Christian civilization, and one of the fastest ways they can do that is proliferating homosexuality at all levels of our society.
Well, rule one of one of the communist manifesto doctrines of destroying a democratic society or republic, whatever.
Yeah, and ENDA will force employers in the United States who have 15 or more employees, and they may even get it down to 5 or more employees. Kucinich yesterday was arguing, let's take it down to businesses with 5 employees in the United States should be required under the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to not decline to hire homosexuals. Any qualified homosexuals has to be hired into that business, whether the employer likes it or not. If the homosexual is hired, he cannot be fired for any reason having to do with his homosexuality.
And boy, that's a kettle of fish right there.
You bet. now it gets even worse.
Mm-hmm.
The ENDA says that it implies in its language that gender is not determined at birth. Gender is determined by some officiating doctor proclaiming whether they're male or female, And actually, Enda says that if an employee is a male, if an employee is a male and he decides he wants to transition into being a female, now, regardless of whether he's having surgery or whether he's taking estrogen or whatever, all he has to do is inform his employer that he's transitioning to being a female, and that employer is obligated under federal law to now allow him into women's restrooms, or if it's some kind of a college or a PE program or summer camp, that male claiming now to be a female.
Right in the locker rooms.
He can go into the locker rooms. He can look at the pubescent girls and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is absolutely outrageous. If that employer refuses to let him in the women's locker room, he becomes a federal hate criminal, subject to a year in prison.
Wow. By the way, California has passed laws by Governor Arnold that do allow up to 18-year-olds to go into the opposite sex locker rooms in high schools. High schools. Oh, yeah. This is about a year ago now, and you haven't heard a thing about it.
That's the trend. We have a liberal university right here in the Portland, Oregon area called Reed College, and they have unbolted all of the doors on the toilets, the restrooms, everything, and they have unisex restrooms throughout this Ivy League of college. You go there for a conference or something. You can't find a place to relieve yourself if the women aren't coming in, too.
Oh, and the women probably are at it more than the men, I would bet. Cross-entering, as it were. Interesting.
Furthermore, Enda wants to invade churches and require churches to hire homosexuals in all non-spiritual positions, which means you can still have a straight pastor or maybe a straight Sunday school teachers, but Enda is moving toward requiring that under the civil rights law of 1964 that homosexuals be allowed into every aspect of church organization, from administration, typists, secretaries, janitors, summer camp counselors, teachers in Christian schools, and so on. In fact, I do have an email out. I hope you caught that, about how a raft of Jewish organizations led by ADL is now militating to Obama and to Attorney General Holder that all Christian churches should be required to submit under ENDA to hiring in all non-spiritual positions. That article came out last night. I hope you picked that up.
It should. It's supposed to be up there. Yeah, I sent it.
Yeah, okay, good enough.
Email is really being played with. But, you
see, the ADL is eagerly anticipating passage of ENDA, and it wants to make very sure there that when it's passed, there's going to be no loopholes from the adversaries of these Jewish supremacists, the Christians, to have an isolated place of spiritual integrity outside of the possibility of homosexual intrusion. So this is absolutely outrageous legislation. And as I say, I should mention that I called virtually all of the Republican members today of the House Judiciary Committee. I asked them, are you getting a lot of calls against ENDA and all these other hate bills? And almost entirely this year, we're getting virtually no calls. I've been on the radio. I've been writing emails encouraging people to call in, but they're getting virtually no calls against ENDA. In fact, these offices don't even know what ENDA is. They don't even know what any of these bills are. And anyway, it's been quite a day, disillusioning, because you see, people are all caught up in the healthcare reform thing. They're willing to take to the streets, take to the mall. They're sick and tired of calling Congress. They feel disillusioned and betrayed by Congress.
Well, we know that ADL is more than aware of that. Their whole game from the beginning has been to grind down the will of the public.
Exactly.
Sure.
And meanwhile, while everybody is distracted, including, you know, we have a host of fighting Bearcats there, Republicans, in the House Judiciary Committee, who put up a heroic fight this spring as a result of, again, us encouraging them through massive calling. But nobody really is calling now. I'm not saying nobody, but it's very, very small or non-existent. And as a result, these Republicans are unaware of all of these bills coming through. And I'm going to be emailing all of these their judiciary experts over this next week, giving a good education behind the scenes. But the people out front need to be calling in to the judiciary. In a little bit, we'll probably give the phone numbers there toll-free numbers to the judiciary offices. But those judiciary members are listed at truthtellers.org, my website. We have the entire list, both of Republicans and Democrats, but they've got to hear from the people because if we don't encourage the Republicans and discourage the Democrats, these bills are going shooting through.
Talking about INDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, now going through the motions in the House. Okay, go ahead, Ted.
Yes, the next one is the Megan Meyer Cyberbullying Prevention Act. That's H.R. 1966.
That's been around, hasn't it, since last session?
Well, it's not been in Congress except for the last 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
The ADL has been banging the drums trying to get people to believing we have a national crisis with our young people being cyberbullied on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, ADL wants to take over the Internet. It wants to become the mentor, the
monitor.
Well,
this would create a bureaucracy with them in charge, of course.
Absolutely. That's the whole thing, is that they're going to be guide our children and protect our children from hate speech on the Internet, you see. And
while protecting homosexuality, which preys on these very young people that this bill is designed to allegedly protect.
Absolutely. And this legislation makes it a federal thought crime, literally a thought crime, punishable by 2 years in prison just to intend to cause, quote-unquote, substantial emotional distress in anyone, including homosexuals.
So they're going to try and put somebody away for 2 years for alleged intent, proving intent in court. Let me say one other thing, Ted. There are a lot of homosexuals, male and female, who listen to this program. They do not go after young people. They are not predators. They are living normal lives. It's their lifestyle, and that's their choice. I'm not talking about you folks, but you folks in the gay communities know full well that young people are very common victims of predatory homosexuals, and that's the part that we all have to make sure doesn't get out of hand.
Absolutely. Now, what's interesting is that you don't even have to offend a homosexual. You only have to intend to do so. and you can be a federal hate criminal for packed away for two years. This is extremely similar to the Internet hate law in Canada, Section 13.1, which says if anybody posts anything or says anything on the Internet that's even likely to offend members of a federally protected group, that person becomes a hate criminal.
This is so insane because proving intent is should be impossible if you think about it.
Yes.
It's a subjective state of mind. How do you prove that?
Right. Well, as I said, this is pure thought crimes legislation. They're wanting to make us afraid even of thinking, much less speaking our words in public. Now, the next one is the Safe Schools Improvement.
I've had enough. No more. I've had enough. That's enough.
I'm not done with you, Jeff. The Safe Schools Improvement Act of 2009.
Just what we need. Who couldn't get behind that? The Safe Schools Improvement Act. We all want safer schools, right?
Yeah, that's H.R. 2262. Now, this bill outlaws criticism of homosexuality in the public schools. If what they call your persistent or persuasive criticism of homosexuality causes some homosexual student to miss some kind of an engagement or a function or something like that, he's feeling so distressed by your criticisms of him that he omits attendance at some band concert or something like that, then that student has cause for a federal case against you under the Safe Schools Improvement Act.
Oh, my.
And furthermore, this bill defines persistent or persuasive criticism of homosexuality in the school system as bullying and harassment.
So, excuse me, but this applies to children in the schools, too.
Absolutely.
13, 12-year-old, 11-year-old.
Or younger than that.
Whatever.
There was some little kid, a 9-year-old kid on the Internet who was a sensation, I believe, on YouTube, who had something like 500,000 hits because this little 9-year-old kid was persistently and persuasively arguing against homosexuality.
Uh-huh.
Well, according to this bill, he would become a federal hate criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, this bill says that any persistent or persuasive criticism of homosexuality in the public school system will be considered violence by the federal government.
Oh, my.
You see, what they're doing now is they're wanting to portray mm-hmm. homophobic evangelical Christians and others mm-hmm. as potential violent hate criminal. And this coincides with what Senator Edward Kennedy said a year or so ago on the floor of the Senate, that any kind of hate crime is domestic terrorism. It's engendering violence against federally protected groups to criticize them.
It amazes me, Ted, how the gay and lesbian community can be so blind to being used by these special interest groups. It amazes me.
Yeah, they are fodder for the ADL agenda of breaking down civilization, and they're using them in a Marxist way to destroy private industry, the right of private property ownership, so that a homosexual is basically a shock troop that goes into business in America under ENDA to absolutely intimidate business owners, even Christian business owners, for feeling they have any right to their property anymore.
Well,
any right to the businesses that they've toiled to create.
Every group has radicals and radicalized members, and the homosexual group is no exception. And those radicalized members are going to take this bill and use it as a weapon of destruction. Oh, this is going to be an incredible thing to watch if it happens.
I should mention that these last three bills are moving forward very rapidly. In fact, the Megan Meyer Cyberbullying Prevention Act is slated to go into a hearing this next week. And also the Safe Schools Improvement Act is I was told by the House Judiciary Democrat spokesman that that will be considered in next week's discussion under the cyberbullying bill. So these are moving forward very rapidly. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are taking distinct advantage now of the fact that all of the religious right, all the conservatives are all going after the health care reform and not wanting to pay attention to anything else. They're taking their golden opportunity to slip these four bills through.
They're not stupid.
No. Yeah. Now, the last one is the National Hate Crimes Hotline Act of 2009. That's H.R. 2684. And this is a thinly disguised attempt by ADL to create a federal hate crimes bureaucracy in America.
All right, talk about that. We will do that in just a minute with Ted Pike. Look, we are, all of us are under attack all the time now. It's incredible. And they, the enemy, knows full well that sooner or later people get tired.
Yes.
We can't allow that to happen. We get tired, we lose our Constitution. We've lost a lot of it already. We lose the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. It's over. Done. Snap on the leg irons. That simple. All right, be right back in a few minutes. Back with Reverend Ted Pike as we continue to fight the war to preserve our First Amendment. How can it be we're in this new millennium and we're actually having to try to fight to save our freedom of speech? This is nuts. What happened in World War II and the millions and millions and millions, tens of millions who died?
Yes.
Trying to protect and thought that they had won the war and we have protected our freedom of speech forever. Look at the malignancy, that Marxist communist malignancy that has creeped into this country's very soul and has begun to tear it down. And it is right in front of us, folks. There's no more stealth. They're right out there.
Yeah, I have another comment in that regard. Why is it that people will go off, young people will go off in their late teens and early 20s, and they will throw themselves against the machine guns and the embattlements of the enemies and die for America by the millions, ostensibly to save freedom, and yet it is so difficult to pry out telephone calls in now this week into the crucial House Judiciary Committee members, those members who have fought valiantly this spring, who need to be energized by the people. And yet, as I mentioned earlier, I called all day there to virtually all of the judiciary members and talked to their staff and told them all about these hate bills. They're getting almost no input from the people
we
on any of these four bills.
We truly should be ashamed. I mean,
yeah,
I know it's, look, folks, we all are harried and hassled and under a lot of stress and anxiety. What's more important to you? To turn on the TV and escape from that, so you think, or to actually get on the phone and try to save your freedom of speech? I mean, this is where we really are there. This is not a joke. And now they've got five frontal assaults on the First Amendment.
Absolutely. Well, we'll give the phone numbers here in just a minute. We'll talk about this last one, which is the National Hate Crimes Hotline Act, H.R. 2684, introduced in June by Representative Steve Israel. It's a thinly disguised ADL attempt to control a federal hate crimes command center it wants to set up in Washington, D.C., with a hate crimes hotline, a website, an information center, a hate crimes database.
And they'll have a pipeline right into what, DOJ?
Absolutely. Yeah. They've already got that. And furthermore, it will authorize even more, quote-unquote, training and education to local law enforcement. The ADL already has a mandate from Congress ever since 1980 to teach FBI, Justice Department, and all local police concerning its twisted definitions of hate crimes and hate crimes ideology and statistics gathering, all this kind of thing. This will only increase under this law.
Ted, are they going to try to proffer what I would call rehabilitation programs for people first offenders, short of putting them in prison flat away, or are they just going to salt them away? I mean, I could see a communist kind of rehab camp for someone who has said something that a homosexual thinks might have been intended to inflict some kind. But remember, when I say homosexual, what we're really talking about here, folks, is the ADL's agenda of quashing your right to criticize the Zionist state of Israel, the Zionist control of this country, or any Zionist, not talking about Judaism here, any Zionist instrument or engine of subversion and subjugation. You can't criticize them under these bills. Take them in their aggregate. There is something in there in almost every one of them that can be used by the ADL, the JDL, all the rest of them to somehow twist and corrupt your right to freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
Is that correct, Ted? Did I sum that up?
Well, under this legislation, the Hate Crimes Hotline Act, they do have a mandate to prevent hate crimes in America. And whether some of that will be remedial or largely educational is an open question. The bottom line is this legislation, it opens up the possibility of ADL getting in the driver's seat of federal hate crimes Gestapo being established in Washington, D.C. And here's how they're going to do it. This legislation says that for the first 3 years, this emerging hate crimes bureaucracy will be funded at $3.5 million a year, which will go to ADL to run their hotline and so on. But several organizations with broad background in hate crimes theory, enforcement, ideology, and so on will be appointed to run this hotline. And, of course, that can only be ADL and probably the Southern Poverty Law Center, both Zionist organizations.
Oh, there you go.
But after 3 years, it says, then the whole thing will be turned over to a private organization with superlative credentials for doing all of this kind of hate crimes monitoring. And, of course, that can only be ADL. And ADL then will exist under the banner and the blessing and the authorization of the federal government, much like the Federal Reserve, in which you have a consortium of Jewish banks, largely European, which seem like an American institution, the Federal Reserve System. Mm-hmm. So we'll have this national hate crimes database and system, emerging bureaucracy, with all of the impression of federal empowerment and sanction and an identity as a federal institution, but actually will be a private institution, the ADL, which will be free from any kind of federal legal restraint, you see. So they'll be able to go ahead with their own prerogatives, their own discretion.
Of course.
In sorting, they will have this hotline coming in. They'll be taking cases all around the country simultaneously, determining which ones should be prosecuted and the extent of the punishment, on and on, continuously, as you say, with a private line into the Attorney General. It may be Holder still then, who's an A1. Now, when you have called your representatives in Congress from your state, I strongly encourage people to come to truthtellers.org. On our action page there, we have the list of the crucial members of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees, both Democrat and Republican, who should get a call to you protesting any kind of hate crimes legislation, particularly the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And here's the message I suggest you give to them. Tell them, I am angry that the Democrats are moving forward even more freedom-stealing hate crimes bills. I will vote against the senator or congressman who votes for hate and bias crimes legislation, particularly in the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Again, that message, I am angry that the Democrats are moving forward even more freedom-stealing hate crimes bills. I will vote against the senator or congressman who votes for hate and bias crimes legislation, particularly in the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. You see, what we've got to do now is take our only position of leverage against these Democrats, which is to threaten them that we are going to never forgive or forget next year at midterm elections. If they vote for more of this kind of legislation, we are going to be even more determined to vote them out. We're going to remember in November next year at the polling places.
All right, that message is available at truthtellers.org. I don't know. When does the existing military funding bill with that cancerous attachment theoretically go to the Oval Office?
Well, it's been delayed for several weeks. As I said, there's a study being made of this issue over the issue of the F-35 engine.
Yeah, right.
Giving us a couple of weeks here in which it's being delayed, and they can't really move forward on that in conference until they have that data, and so we're looking at least 2 or 3 weeks here, I think, before it's out of conference and going before the president.
No further comments from his office about any of these so-called hate pieces of legislation? Has there been any formal word about them?
Well, he's giving a strong endorsement of ENDA. He made a statement.
Yeah, I knew that, but how about the other ones? Anything?
No. The whole strategy of the ADL and the Jewish-dominated media is to say absolutely nothing, absolutely as little as possible about the whole issue of hate crimes bills.
That's what I thought. Ted, get some rest. You got another long day ahead of you tomorrow. Probably you're going to continue working tonight if I know you. Thank you for everything you do. I'll be here to help you as we continue to try to fight to preserve and protect our Constitution and our heritage. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Reverend Ted Pike, this is a big story. This is really a push to take your right to free speech. There are over 43 states who have laws on the books now which take care of any kind of an issue with minority groups and all the rest of it and hate behaviors. Best word I can come up with. All right, we don't need more federal laws, that's for sure, but we're going to take a timeout, come right back. With